Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is episode 325, so I hope you are having a great week, getting a chance to get out and do something creative, enjoy some fine weather if you've got it, or the rain, I guess, if you have that. We're finally having a nice sunny weekend up here in the Pacific Northwest, so that's really cool and exciting. So hopefully you, like I said, are getting some nice weather as well. I wanted to talk this week about something that I think we all face, a challenge we all struggle with. And, you know, when we start photography, when we get into photography, it's just a lot of fun. It's one of the reasons that I love being around people who are new to photography or just getting started in photography, because they're so excited about being able to take pictures. No matter what they're photographing, no matter what they're doing, they're just excited to be able to make pictures. There's this raw joy that comes from that. And then over time, you know, as we've talked on this podcast, and I'm sure you've talked to your friends about and you've read about, we start to think about getting better photographs, making better photographs. We start to think more about the equipment we use, how well we can use that equipment, new lessons to learn, styles to emulate, processes to try. We try to get better at Lightroom or Photoshop, or we try something in the analog darkroom we haven't really gotten our head wrapped around. No matter really what kind of photographer you are, there's always this kind of desire to improve, to get better, to shift things around. And I think we also end up spending a lot of money that we didn't anticipate. You know, most of the time we talk to photographers, like they get that first camera and then they start adding lenses in. And then all of a sudden cost becomes an issue. Paper cost becomes an issue. Ink cost becomes an issue. There's just a lot of little things that start to add up that make photography different than it was when we engaged with it initially. I think at the same time, for a lot of people who then start to think about maybe not necessarily becoming a professional photographer where you're trying to make a living, your entire living is photography, but you're trying to make some money in photography. You're trying to pay for paper or prints or maybe pay for that new camera. So there's all these little pieces and that we spend, you know, effort on and energy on and like I said, money on. And if you start to think about making prints, now you're starting to have to think about selling prints. You're starting to think about marketing and you're starting to think about Instagram and social media in a way that you hadn't potentially before, where you were just sharing images. And I think it's really common for a lot of us to get up in that space where we start to think about the challenges of the photography rather than the actual making of the images. You know, and if you start to run a business as a photographer, a lot of people ask me about that. Well, when I first started as a photographer, I got to spend like 90% of my time with my images. Now, I'm lucky if I get to spend 15 to 20% of the time with my images. By the time I get done doing all the business stuff, all the accounting stuff, all the organization stuff, the things that are required of me to keep my studio going, you know, a lot of the work there is not spent necessarily making the photographs. So it's a real joy to get to spend time behind the camera. It's a joy to get to make those photographs, and particularly around, you know, the things that are personal to me, the things that excite me, the things that really engage me when it's not specifically client work. Because while I love working for clients and I love making content for clients, you know, that's still not necessarily what I would consider my work. That's work that's done for somebody else, in the interest of somebody else. You know, I'm not a person who gets to do their photography where it's exclusively my own photography with no other outside influence. You know, I get hired to do that work. And so as I think about my approach to my photography, if I think about my work to my photography, how much of it is really engaged on that original passion, the original things that I love to do? And it's a lot less. It's way less than it used to be. And that's fine. Those are the choices I've made. And I get to have a wonderful life doing something that I love and stay engaged with. And I think that's important to remember, that we're still doing something we love, but we also need to think about how do we and understand the shift that's happened and how we spend our time, how we spend our effort and our energy and our money in a way that makes it more productive, in a way that makes it more supportive of some of those photographic goals and the things we would want to accomplish. And I think it's important for us to remember it wasn't about money when we got started. It was about those creation of those photographs and probably a couple of other things. You know, maybe there was a group of photographers you used to hang around with. You know, part of that might be pandemic driven, you know, not necessarily wanting to spend all that time on Zoom. But part of that might be who you were involved with photographs. Maybe it was a local photo club, or maybe there was a group of friends and you would get together and talk about photography and talk about photo books and images and the way you spend your time out there making new work. Or maybe there was some organization you were involved with that you volunteered your time for that allowed you to stay connected to something that you were passionate about, but also gave your work some meaning that you were interested in. Or maybe there was some kind of personal project or some kind of experimentation you did. You know, I think a lot of when I think about my early photography, it was highly experimental. I didn't really understand what I was doing. I didn't really understand what I was attempting to do. And so it was just kind of click and see what happens. And there was a freedom and there was a joy that came from that expression of learning from behind the camera, where I didn't have some weird expectation, some false goal, some thing I was just trying to learn for the sake of learning. It was literally just, wow, that was really cool that happened. And the culmination of all of that together, those little elements that tie things back together, I think are important for us to stay connected with. Because I think it becomes really easy to think of the things we did when we started as being naive or basic or beginning, and we become more advanced than that. We've learned more. We've become better. But what we don't want to give up is that sense of awe, joy, and wonder that came from the beginning, that came from that earliest learning point, that earliest learning stage, because that was the kind of the seed that planted the tree of photography for us. It's what allowed our roots to take hold and allowed us to stay connected when we didn't quite understand, when we didn't quite figure things out, when we were struggling to learn. We continued to make those photographs of things that were interesting to us and share them in ways that were interesting. It didn't become, I need to post to Instagram so I match the algorithm so that people can see my work so that they can buy photographs so that I can buy more paper. That's business. That's something else than the joy of photography. And it doesn't mean maybe you love being on Instagram, but it's a different thing. It's something that is different than the experience of clicking behind the camera. And so to be able to walk around with that camera and have it in your pocket and have it around your shoulder and take those pictures, take those photographs that connect to the things that matter is something I think we all need to hold on to. It's something we all need to celebrate. And I think when we talk to other photographers, I think one of the important questions we could start to ask is, you know, what are you doing for you in your photography? You know, what is your photography about when it is about you? Not the thing you're trying to create for a project or a portfolio or because you think you're supposed to, or maybe you haven't shot in a while, but really, what do you photograph that really matters to you, that resonates with you, that says this is who you are? Because at the core of photography is who we are. And I think it becomes easy to forget that when we get distracted by all of the other elements around the photography. When we get distracted by what is the latest camera gear? What is the latest camera? What is the latest sensor? What's the latest software? What's the latest whatever? And we get distracted by, at the core, was this image, was this idea of seeing with that camera. And to stay connected with that, to re-engage with that, and to have photographers start to have that conversation again about what is meaningful in your work that you're creating. What is it that you're not creating as meaningful? But to have that conversation that drives back to the core of the image, the core essence of why we pick up the camera, I think would make better photographs for everybody. I know it would make a better photograph for myself if I remember that, if I hold on to that, and I don't think about when I'm out taking photographs, how I'm going to organize them, how I'm going to cull them, am I going to change softwares? If I start thinking about that noise, that hum and that buzz that gets inside my head sometimes, I lose the ability to deal effectively with the photograph. And I lose the ability to effectively deal with the photograph of others when I look at them. So I think to remind everybody that we hold dear this idea that we can connect photographically to the things that matter in our lives, the things that matter to us, is a really, really big step. And I think it's a really important step that we should all take in ensuring that no matter how much time we spend, no matter how much energy we spend, no matter how much money we spend, that none of that is wasted if it's in the service of doing something that really matters to us. It connects with us in a meaningful way. It's why, like I said, it doesn't bother me that I spend less time actually making photographs, because I've got a working business as a photographer, something I had a goal of for decades that I finally was able to do. That was the trade-off that I made. I got to do something as a living, but it came at a, at a, at a, at a change and a price and a cost of some kind, but that cost doesn't bother me at all. I wouldn't change that because every day I get to spend my life in photography as I kind of wanted for a long time. But that means sometimes that I make less photographs than I used to. It makes that I make different photographs than I used to. Before I had clients, before I worked with people, I just made whatever photograph I wanted. It's different. That doesn't mean it's bad. But we have to acknowledge, I think, sometimes that it becomes easy to get trapped up in when we're trapped in the wrong thing. We connected to the wrong element in photography, and it's preventing us from making meaningful images and holding other photographers accountable in that conversation to be talking about the images that matter rather than equipment, gear, and such. It's why I found myself less and less interested in being in online forums as a medium for me, because I found myself engaging in conversations that were less about the photographs and more about the things around the photographs. And so for me, that was a decision I made to get time back, was to disconnect from that piece of community that I had been heavily engaged with before. And that's just the way it is for life sometimes, is that things come and go. And that's why we have to hold on to those original core passions, because those are the things that keep us connected and driving forward. I hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with me this week. I really do appreciate it. I wish you the best of luck making some great photographs and having some great conversations, and I'll see you next time.